is TJ Riggins Overtime.
So, Riggins, we know from years past that it's a tradition that your mom bakes all these different types of cookies for Christmas.
Yeah.
And what is your favorite that she bakes?
The Neiman Marcus chocolate chip cookie.
Okay, so that recipe that went, you know, people faxed it around and all that.
Which I don't even think they make in there, yeah.
Huh?
I don't even think they make them at Neiman Marcus, right?
It's just an urban legend kind of thing, but they are good. They're delicious. My wife makes a bunch of different types of cookies, and the Heath Bar Crunch cookies are, you know, the toffee are my favorite.
Those are good.
Mm-hmm. But we are in agreement, a.k.a. agreeance, that the worst are those little peanut butter cookies with the Hershey's Kiss stuck in the middle of them.
Get rid of them. Ban them for life. I hate them.
It's like eating a Lego.
Yeah, with a knife attached to the top of it.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
I recognize this may be a sensitive subject, but it's come up a couple times off the show, and I just want to dive, not too deep, but a little bit deeper. TJ.
Yes.
You get criticized a lot by the people in your life about using your phone a lot.
Yes.
The two people that come to mind are your wife and your friend Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, is it true? Do you use your phone too much, like they accuse you of?
Probably. But my complaint is that they use theirs way more than I do.
That was going to be my follow-up question.
That's the complaint. Yes, I would love to be able to just throw it down and not even think about it, but I don't. I just always scroll like everybody does. You know, I'm looking for news. I'm looking, you know, whatever.
And what is your reaction when – is it a different reaction – when one of them says it to you than the other, or are you just like, or do you just immediately become defensive and go, you're on it more than I am?
Mostly that. Like, what are you talking about? Like last night, can I tell you about last night? I'm watching a video that has already started on my phone, and it's a promo that you had just posted. So I'm watching. It's about work. Jody asks me a question that I don't hear because I'm watching this video. And then looks at our son, and I hear her say something like annoying. And so the video finished, and I said, what did you say? She said, I said, and then gave me the question. I said, but you said something else. She goes, it's annoying that you're ignoring me. I said, I was already watching this video when you started to speak, and it's work. What is it? And I told her. She goes, oh, well, okay. Then we're watching a show together, which we don't do very. We found a new show that we like together. And I look over at her because she's not laughing because there's a funny show going on. And she is enthralled in whatever she's looking at on her phone. And I said, do you want me to turn this off? Or she goes, I'm listening. So it is completely a double standard.
She didn't like it when you said it like that.
Right. Yeah.
I do think it's funny. Are you totally locked in so nobody can talk to you when you're looking at a video on your phone?
No.
That would be annoying if some is like, oh, but you got to wait until this is over.
But what if it's already in progress, then why not?
Because you could still, if you were watching a show and you had one quick question like, hey, are we going to the bar tomorrow night? You wouldn't dismiss it until the show is over.
But I can pause.
You would pause it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen.
So I'm right.
Is that what it is?
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
I was thinking about Lindsay and Alexis yesterday when I saw this video come across my TikTok. Young woman, maybe 20. She's still living at home, whatever. So she's trying to curl her eyelashes with one of the old school eyelash thing. She trips.
Oh, no.
And says, guys, look what just happened. I mean, she pulled out every one of them off of her eye. And she showed the eyelash curler, whatever they call that, and it's just filled with eyelashes. And her mom was heartbroken. She's like, she cares about her eyelashes, too. I just felt so so bad, but you trip as you're curling your eyelashes. One of the worst things I've ever seen on TikTok.
And women have a hard enough time having their natural eyelashes, you know,
they're so where they want them. Yeah.
Oh, bless her.
It was brutal.
They should do an, what do you call it, a GoFundMe for her some new eyelashes.
Yes.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Riggins, I'm sure you've seen the viral video of the... I think she's a model or something. She's from Brazil. She's on a long flight, commercial flight, and she decides to get up in the aisle on the flight and do a full body workout.
Oh, she's one of those people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then people are saying it's rude and, you know, she's disturbing other people because she's doing everything from running in place to jump squats in the aisle of the plane. It's just ridiculous. It's like a look at me. Look what I'm doing. I need attention.
Yeah, everyone's saying it's rude because it's rude. It's rude. There was a story a couple months ago, a guy trying to break the world record for doing most consecutive laps on an airplane. You're rude.
And why do they allow it is what I want to know. Sit down.
Yeah, it might not be against the rules, but when you're up in an airplane, there's a certain set of guidelines you try to follow.
Yeah, just like I was talking about the other day. The rules, the societal rules are set. Whether it's written somewhere in a policy or not, you know, you shouldn't be, you know, walking up and down the aisle of an airplane or doing a full workout in an airplane because there are other people there. So before you do that, you should have to plead your case to convince everybody to accept it.
Yeah.
Because the norm is that you don't do that.
Yeah.
So you don't put the onus on the people who are doing what the norm is for you to do something out of the ordinary. And that they just have to accept it or they're being rude. No, you're the rude one.
It's completely rude. It's completely rude.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a woman on a flight the other day. She goes, I like getting a window seat, opening my window, and then looking across the aisle and asking that person in their window seat to also raise up the visor because I like light from both sides. She does that on every flight she's on.
Do they tell her no ever?
Some do.
I would.
Hey, do you mind flipping up your visor too? You're across the aisle? You're crazy. Right.
I would do it. For takeoff or landing when you're supposed to have it up.
Yeah.
You know, but then after that, I don't want that light shining in on me.
No.
People, so I would close it.
People have lost their minds.
And they have no shame.
Yeah.
They'll just ask for anything, bully people, you know, like emotional bullying.
Yeah.
Like, why not? Why won't you do it? Because I just don't want to.
Yeah, leave me alone.
I don't like the light coming in.
Leave me alone. Trying to get to Baltimore. I'm not in a great headspace right now. Shut up.
Yeah. And you know, nobody wants to be going to Baltimore.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
So, Riggins' parents are retired. They're old school Chicago people. And Riggins, if your mom had an accident, like she needed to be in the bed for a few weeks, like she broke an ankle or something like that, what would your dad do for meals if she couldn't get up and cook for him?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because he would also have to feed her.
Yeah.
You know, he'd be taking care of her.
Yeah. He doesn't strike me as a Florence Nightingale kind of guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they would do.
Yeah, because my father-in-law can barely make a grilled cheese sandwich, you know, and they're about the same age.
Yeah, unless my mom wants a bunch of elbow macaronis mixed with a can of Rotel. I swear to God, that's what my dad eats for lunch. I'm like, what? He's like, pasta. I'm like, yeah, but it's got jalapenos in it. Habaneros.
That'll get her better faster.
Yeah.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
So the other day we were talking about Japanese toilets and how they've exploded in the United States.
Yeah.
A lot of people putting them in their new homes. Now, the difference between an American toilet and a Japanese toilet is a lot. First of all, they're about $10,000 conservatively. Yeah. And that's for like the base model one.
And aren't they a lot smaller?
They look a little more compact. Like they don't have that huge tank on the back of it.
Well, I was talking about, you know, because Japanese butts are smaller than American butts.
They might be smaller because of that, too.
You know, we're a big butt people.
We are a big butt people. And a matter of fact, Americans use 36 billion rolls of toilet paper every year. 36 billion. That's kind of a shocking number.
Mm-hmm.
But the Japanese toilet, because it has the built-in bidet, you reduce toilet paper usage. And they said you end up much cleaner because it's actually spraying water to clean you. But that's not where it ends. It's not just the bidet. The Japanese toilet also warms up for you, so you have a warm seat. The new smart toilets in Japan will also take samples from your stuff and analyze it for common diseases now.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works, but that is remarkable.
Well, I mean, it's just like an Apple Watch, counting your steps for you. You're going to close some toilet rings.
Yeah, well,
in Japan,
that's not a joke.
I close my toilet rings.
The toilet seat also checks your heart rate, your blood pressure. It's connected to the internet. It cleans itself. And, yeah, like a bunch of other things. You can make phone calls from it.
Well, I can make phone calls from mine.
Yeah, right. But I don't know that I need to be on Bluetooth while I'm on the toilet like that. It's picking up all the noises, whatever they may be. But realtors are saying this is a good investment for your home, unlike putting a urinal in your home.
Yeah.
I've always heard that putting a urinal in there because you want a guy's bathroom is a bad investment because most people go in there and a urinal's not as attractive. And you're going, oh, this is gross because guys are gross. Guys are kind of nasty, but people are turned off by urinals.
But a urinal is it should be considered an ultimate luxury in a house because you've just got money to throw away.
Yeah,
you know,
that's kind of what it is.
Uh-huh.
You're throwing it away. Do you prefer a urinal that's mounted on the wall or one that goes all the way to the floor?
On the wall, because I also like to sit on it.
Yeah, we call that you don't need to know what we call that, but we do have a name for it.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
The internet is filled with hot takes. We've had enough of them. I mean, there's a lot of hot takes out there. Mm-hmm. But this hot take is unlike the rest of them. We need to bring back crack cocaine.
Huh.
Why do we need to bring back crack cocaine? According to one guy, he said, listen, now we're dealing with much more dangerous drugs. We've got people dying from fentanyl and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A crackhead is efficient and wanting to work. I mean, if you need meat for your cookout, that crackhead will go to the grocery store, steal all the stuff and give it to you for cheap. Yeah. They will come out in the middle of the street and wash your windows for a dollar. I mean, they were efficient and helpful to society is the point they were making. So bring back crack cocaine.
They were essential to the community.
That's what he's saying, yeah.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.